No, so that's gonna be the intro there.
Is it the intro?
Do
my man push the button on the intro right now?
I don't know about that, but press the intro.
Press the intro button right now.
Yes.
Yes, because he's recording you right now.
Mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
I like my stick.
This project is extremely
dangerous. Total non sequitur over the intro.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnes, Carol the Cat, the Kitty Geeker, and Tiffany the Technician.
I'm gonna wait!
So, note to self, second beer in, Tiffany perks up.
And now, damn right they shot first. The hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Oh my god, episode 95. Our official beer is Thirsty Nomad beer.
Yes. We are drunk now. Joey is drunk, but that's just typical. We have Thirsty Nomad Brewing Company here. Brad, Greg, and Michael.
Hello.
Don't try to actually ask them any questions because they won't answer.
You're like,
seriously, listen to podcast 94.
Yes.
I'm training for this.
But they brought us growlers of beer, so we're really not complaining that they're here.
No.
I am drinking the Femme Fatale. This is my second glass. And you are drinking the Seeker.
Yes.
And you drank the Femme Fatale first, correct, Starnsler?
I did. It was delightful.
And Tiffany, you don't typically drink beer, neither do I.
Correct.
And you are drinking the Femme Fatale as well, and your opinion is?
My opinion is it's very good.
So there you go.
Yeah, really.
It can't beat that.
All
yeah.
Right.
Tiffany.
So
yeah, my opinion matters the most.
Yeah.
Second time ever drinking a beer.
The first time was the first one.
That's right.
But Thirsty Nomad Brewing Company opened. They had the grand opening on July 23rd, which was a mere 4 days ago, because of course we had them stay over in the garage because that's how we do.
Yeah,
it's a very comfortable garage. Actually.
Yeah, well, thank you.
It's not permitted, so don't.
Yeah, the Airbnb charge on that was pretty high.
It was the extra sponge you requested. Right.
But they are located at Greg. I'm pointing to you.
The only one out of three that knows the address.
4402 Stewart Andrew Boulevard in Charlotte. Sweet A.
And for those of you who are tired of trying to find parking in Noda, the good
I'm
news is...
I'm tired of finding parking in Noda. Where can I find ample parking around this place?
That would be...
You have to come down to 4402 Stewart Andrew Boulevard, Sweet A.
Now, here's the key, folks. They're open for business Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So don't come on Thursday yet. And don't come on Tuesday, because that's the day Michael's cleaning the pipes, so don't do that.
These pipes are clean!
Sorry.
Yes.
Cabin boy.
You have no idea what a good thing that is, that the lines are getting clean.
But, you know, we are definitely there. Steampunk.
Yes.
Can't you tell?
Brewery. I can't speak. I can't. But they do have a steampunk theme. All of their 14 different styles are named. They serve about 7 or 8 on tap at a time. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Do I sound get your Google goggles?
No, I just asked if you were making down. Stuff up. I don't remember it was 14 from the first one.
That was from the first yesterday.
I remember this.
That was 2 teddy beers ago, my friend.
Probably in the background is the Starnes are going, is she making things up?
No, I wasn't making things up.
I thought it was a good baker's dozen. I didn't realize it was 14. Okay.
Yeah.
So what we call a brewer's dozen.
Brewer's dozen.
Yes.
14.
Technically, one of them is a mad scientist experiment, which basically means that he gets to do what he wants to once or twice a week or once every other week, and that's what comes out. I mean, we just go, hey, it's a mad scientist experiment. So it really is a lot more than that, because that will be our fluctuating beer on a regular basis. So for people who like to try something new regularly, we have that option.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Is there any chance you might make a beer that tastes like cream of wheat?
So, I don't remember what cream of wheat tastes like.
Evidently, it tastes a lot like Mimi's Mountain Bread, which we are serving here today.
Care of. We'll get you some cream of wheat, but not Farina.
No,
not
Farina.
Like Farina. Now, if you can make something that tastes like Maple.
What is that?
That is a maple flavored cream of wheat.
That is my favorite one.
See,
we should make a Nisa's sausage flavored beer to go with breakfast.
No. What you just need is a breakfast stout to go with the actual Nisa's sausage, which is disgusting enough by itself, so that's why you need the beer to help cushion the blood.
Wait, I like Nisa's sausage.
I like Nisa's sausage,
and if, they,
and if they would like to sponsor the Geek Gala, we won't let Greg come. We'll just take his money and don't send him the t-shirt later like we did last year.
You better be careful. They might move into Sweet B, and then you'll be a ship.
I'll never find it.
Just don't send us any liver pudding, because that's gross.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about here?
So definitely on a geeky podcast, we want to talk about So You Think You Can Dance.
No, because I haven't watched it, so let's move on.
So I'll tell you, as a dance teacher, all you need to know about So You Think You Can Dance is, yes, I can teach you to do that in about the same amount of time that it took them, which is that the 6 months of training that they had before they actually started filming.
Yeah. Okay, but So Think You Can Dance right now is so the next generation, so it's 8 to 13-year-olds. So,
yeah, I don't deal with
that. Oh, I thought maybe Patrick Stewart would be on it.
No. Awesome. But it is going into the elimination rounds, unfortunately. We had Batman the Killing Joke last night, and so we didn't watch it.
Fortunately.
Because, well...
Thank God I didn't have to watch something live! I get to watch it off the DVR now!
Exactly. So you did get to see Batman the Killing Joke, and you did put out your 10-minute review today. So people can listen to the...
Gosh.
I know. Please. I'm trying to eat the bread as fast as I can, but you guys know I don't do alcohol for long.
I also had a 10-minute review as well. Yeah. Listen to the 10-minute review.
And if I'm not mistaken, that was actually out yesterday.
That was. That was last night.
Yeah.
Right.
In the theater.
You released your review today, which is what I said.
Which is yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, that's true. I forgot you guys are sleeping in the garage. Okay.
He's cut off.
Give that back to me.
All right. She didn't have to drive home.
So, is this the first geek podcast that you've had with alcohol?
No, but usually they cut me off sooner than this.
Yeah.
But no, it's the first time people have brought us alcohol.
Yeah.
No, was that true?
I think so.
I don't know. You're still our favorite.
Yeah, that's just rude.
Usually we just bring our own.
We did have somebody bring pizza.
That's true.
Yeah.
And we had pizza delivered in the middle of a podcast.
That was like our second podcast.
Beer's better.
Like, if you want to go listen to like episode 2 or 3, you'll hear the pizza being delivered and you'll hear our alarm saying, front door, open.
That's a guy, huh? So we're not talking So You Think You Could Dance. Are you talking The Killing Joke?
Let me just say that a week ago, So You Think You Could Dance did their first elimination. So, it was tough. You know, seeing a 12-year-old cry or a 10-year-old cry is just not the same as seeing an adult cry because you...
No, it's so much better.
Y'all are just evil and you need to die.
God damn.
Why do y'all watch these shows where people cry?
I don't know.
So we can cry too.
Together.
I don't know.
I in the stream. Okay. Speaking of other things to cry about.
Batman the Killing Joke. The first 20 minutes that they added on were horrendous, and it was something more like Frank Miller All-Star Batman than Alan Moore Batman. So I don't know why they did it. They didn't have to do it. They just did it, and they shouldn't have done that. Other than that, it was very faithful to the graphic novel from 1988. But yeah.
So if you liked the graphic novel, just skip the first 20 minutes.
You really can't, because it does not add anything to it. It just saddens.
If you like Batgirl, just skip the first 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the point of The Killing Joke, isn't it?
Not the first 20 minutes.
Well,
they do something odd.
And apparently the panel at Comic-Con did not go well.
No, tell us a little bit about that, because I know you've talked about it, but I think I was running around the other room.
Questions were asked. Who is the
Brian Azrael. Azrael. I'm cut off too. Azrael. I don't know what his name is.
Basically just told somebody
Ariel? Like,
Ariel, yeah.
Basically told the person asking the question to just shut the fuck up and sit down.
Oh, wow.
And the questions were not along the order of, why did this suck so bad?
No, it was actually a question of, why did you add this, I think. And
the other statement Brian made was, nice to see him at Heroes Con before he got larger and started doing animated stuff, writing animated stuff and making real money. But he told a reporter, shut up, pussy. During the live panel, I was like, okay.
So
you're not making friends.
No, was not taking criticism well. And it wasn't even criticism. It was just a question.
It really was a question.
Why did you feel like he just has a problem with conversation in general.
I think so, which makes it odd for sitting on a panel at Comic-Con. You'd think he'd say, you know what, I think I'll skip that. I have a problem with conversation.
We wanted to send somebody else, but...
So I missed the killing
joke. We were going to send Bruce Timm, but he couldn't make it.
And Alan Moore will never come.
Send his beard.
Oh, yes.
You can hear more. You can hear more about that trailer on our website. It's posted now. Also,
about the movie.
In the movie too.
Yeah.
The review.
There's also a review of Hunt for the Wilder People, which you saw over the weekend.
I loved it.
But that is by the same people who made What We Do in the Shadows.
Yes.
Which we all know Carol loved.
I also love that film.
I'm
a big fan of Taika Waititi, who's a New Zealand director.
I'm glad you said that.
I've listened to so many reviews of this, and nobody knows how to pronounce his name. They just keep calling him the director. It's Taika Waititi.
He's actually calling me out like that. So.
He's actually directing the new Thor movie, so it'll be very interesting to see how he goes from these little, small, intimate pictures to Marvel.
Oh, wow.
But if you follow him on Twitter, it's actually really funny because he is...
He's very self-aware.
He's asking other directors, how many explosions should I have in this film? I have one, and it's not really an explosion. It's more of a pop.
So don't ask Michael Bay, because he will say, all of them!
And he's asking other Marvel directors. And then somebody asked him, are you going to give Thor back his helmet? And he's like, well, I don't have it. I don't know who took it. Maybe I'll ask the other Marvel directors. But so follow him on Twitter. He's actually very funny. But I loved Hunt for the Wilder People.
Bill stole it.
I have a written review on the website, and there's a 6-minute audio review with me and Mia Miyaklo, because we went and saw that one.
Calling her Mia Miyablo. And nobody corrected me.
I did, like the first time. It was Mia Diablo for a long time.
Well, it was, because, anyway. All right, and other movie you saw this weekend was Star Trek.
I did. Again, I wrote a review for the website. This one's pretty generic. It wasn't bad. I'm a huge Star Trek.
I've heard some people say that they love this one much better than the second.
No, I can't say that.
Okay.
And I'm a huge Star Trek fan, but I have to say the trailers for this one did nothing for me. It really didn't inspire me to want to see this at all. It's better than the trailers, which is a good thing, but it's also
I think I saw them, but I don't know.
Yeah, I know. That's how forgettable they were.
I haven't seen them yet. No, I've been too busy getting a brewery going.
Yeah, they just opened.
Fair enough.
Is it an exciting movie?
It's
or
exciting.
Action? Because it looks like there's
lots
some action
of action,
possibly,
lots of explosions. Okay. The plot is very. My problem was the plot was so convenient. Everything was just so convenient. And it's like, oh, okay.
So a Trek plot.
It's a Trek plot, yes. But it.
Did Simon Pegg write it?
Yeah, he co-wrote it.
Okay.
It played like an elongated episode.
That's what I've heard a lot of people say, is that it's like watching a TNG episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They did acknowledge Leonard Nimoy's death in the actual film because Ambassador Spock dies. And then it is dedicated to Anton Yelchin, who died after post-production. But it's not a bad film in my review. I can't really find a whole lot negative to say other than they waste Idris Elba. But it's also not a great film.
That's how I felt about, I know you guys saw it earlier than I did, but Ghostbusters. It was kind of like, this is enjoyable, but okay.
Oh, yeah, I liked Ghostbusters. I think I liked the characters more than the movie that they were actually in. Yeah. And that's my problem with Star Trek too. I like these characters more than the movie that they're actually in. Mm. So I would see a sequel of Ghostbusters.
Yes.
I mean, I would see it too because I like all those people.
Yeah.
I love like everybody in that movie, but I enjoyed it. It wasn't great.
It's not the original Ghostbusters by any.
I haven't seen that
stretch. Right. And I also don't think that the plot was this huge counterpoint because there was so much rebuilding to do.
Well, yeah.
And acceptance to try to gain. And I feel like they did that, and now people who love those characters are going to be willing to see them do something better. If they can come up with, you know, a really strong plot, I think they could build a franchise out of it.
But I do think it was better than Ghostbusters 2.
Yes.
Definitely.
That's not reaching high.
So evidently, it was just a movie-filled weekend for you, because yeah. I heard you also saw Absolutely Fabulous.
The movie.
So is this like the old TV show?
Yes. Yeah. Only yeah, the just, movie.
Yeah, French and Saunders. Yeah.
Yeah. This one? Best. If you loved Absolutely Fabulous, the series, you'll love this movie. It's basically Absolutely Fabulous on the big screen.
So 2 hours of drunken debauchery.
Yes, basically, yes. They don't tone anything down. These are not PC characters at all.
That's all we need.
They don't. And it's my only complaint about it was there were so many cameos with so many characters from the TV show that it felt like a parade. It's like, oh, there's that person. Oh, there's that person.
Cameo, the movie.
Yes, basically. It
sounds like the Entourage movie. Did you ever see that?
I did not see that.
It was exactly the same, where it was like, it was a terrible movie, but if you watch the show, you like the movie. Just because you're like, I'm glad to spend time with these characters again. And it was like just filled with cameos.
Yeah, I will say, if you've never seen Absolutely Fabulous, the TV series, you're not going to get this film.
You're not going to feel that the movie's absolutely fabulous.
No, you're gonna walk in and go, who the hell are these people? Because there's no explanation. You're just basically dropped into their world.
And keeping in mind that this is a British show as well. That it's even more removed from normal reality.
Yeah. And like I said, definitely not PC. There's some jokes in there that are like, ooh, ouch.
I didn't know you could tell that after 1987.
That's what I thought. But there's also a review of that up on the website. So.
Yes, cool. So definitely go to the website. And when we say go to the website for the movie trailers, we're talking about the Charlotte Geeks website.
Yeah.
Yes, for the reviews. Not the trailers, the reviews. Yes.
If you can't find the trailers, we can't help you.
You too. Speaking of trailers, so Blair Witch sequel trailer, which apparently is just called Blair Witch. It was called The Woods, and now it's called Blair Witch. They released the trailer.
Is it like a backstory?
No, this is a forward story, actually. This is
like Caddyshack 2.
Only with witches instead of groundhogs.
It's break into.
You should be so lucky.
Break into Electric Boogaloo in the forest.
Jackie Mason is back for some wild Blair Witch antics.
Apparently, this is.
And there are people in our audience who are sadly going, "Who's Jackie Mason?"
I know.
So apparently, this is like the brother of Heather.
We're going into the woods. There's gotta be a witch.
Sorry. All right. Go ahead, girl.
Yeah. No time.
I'll watch this too. Yeah.
This is like it's the sequel, an actual sequel to The Blair Witch, and Heather's brother apparently is looking for her because he saw all the footage.
Oh, I was gonna say, did they like invent a brother? Because sometimes it's like, yes, this person has no family, so where did this sibling come from?
I don't think they ever talked about siblings in the Blair Witch Project.
No.
So alien birth.
Yeah. Oh, right. I'm sorry.
So we watched the trailer, and frankly, it looked like.
It looked like they were lost in the woods.
Did she snot out her nose?
No, but there's lots of close-ups.
That was the best scene.
And it's filmed in, you know, shaky cam?
Yep, it's found footage.
This looks like, it's found footage, but it looks like they're holding the camera a lot steadier than the last one.
Well, let's face it, the iPhone has better built-in steady cam features.
Yeah.
So I happen to be out in the forest with my steady cam rig.
Well, they spent $100,000 this time instead of $60,000. Yeah.
Well, one of the things that they were talking about is that this has supposedly been, you know, kept secret for 3 years, and part of that's because they called it The Woods. I just feel like it's Dirty Dancing Havana Nights. It wasn't made to be a Blair Witch sequel, but...
No. Looking at that trailer, it was definitely made to be a Blair Witch sequel.
Because the sticks are...
Yeah, the sticks are actually in the Blair Witch fashion, and they're going to Burkittsville. So...
But I mean, it's they could have recut parts of that. Yeah. Just kind of.
But yeah. I just hope
the brother didn't wait 10 years before 20 years before looking for his fucking sister. That's some slack ass shit right there. I hope this is another found video or
whatever. I went to the theater and saw this movie.
He's like the ground. I can't follow the tracks. It's 20 years, bro. Come on.
You start getting pregnant, running off with some guy, and then dropping the kid off at some little orphanage.
Well,
and then going back after 10 years.
The original film until just a few weeks ago.
I came across this film on Netflix.
Because he's just now getting over Cloverfield.
Oh!
So that was the Blair Witch trailer, but that was released at Comic-Con along with a whole raft of other trailers.
Oh, so many.
Including Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman looks pretty kick-ass.
Yeah, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I know that a lot of people are complaining that she looks all anorexic, but I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
I don't know what they're talking about.
She's been working out. Yeah.
No, but well, is it because when you're comparing to Linda Carter, who is extremely well developed, Gal Gadot's but it's like seriously, and also this is the way that she's been in the last bunch of movies. And you know, the last bunch of animated things that they basically made her much more slender.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, she completely kicks ass. So I think this is gonna be awesome.
You know, once again, Chris Pine is in it. So
yes,
I saw him in Star Trek, and now I'm gonna see him in Wonder Woman.
We're
pined out.
Are you a big fan of that?
Not
when
really,
is Wonder Woman supposed to be releasing? Do we know?
It's 2017. I think that's their Memorial Day.
Okay.
I think that's their Memorial Day, and then Justice League is their summer.
Oh my gosh.
Because I think they're both coming out next year. And then they released Justice League.
So, dun dun dun, you can tell from the Justice League thing that Superman is not dead. Yay.
If you watched the end of the other movie, you would have known that.
I know.
Was anyone shocked?
Yeah. I got the tabs on Superman, don't you worry.
Yeah, she didn't have Pokemon Go, she got Henry Cavill Go.
On the other hand, I was kind of hoping that we might get the classic Death of Superman, you know, split in the four movies that we could get out of that, because seriously, we need a Steel remake that does not have Shaq in it.
Please.
Oh,
God, I'm running with the rubber, man. Just trying to run.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I just had a Steel flashback of that. Oh, my God, Shaq trying to run.
You're welcome.
So Justice League, which looks so much better than Steel.
Again, reaching so high.
No.
And any of the other Justice League sort of things you might have seen from, I don't know, Roger Corman.
True. So we got our first taste of Aquaman, who says, I think, one word. Talk.
He looks hot.
He does.
Jason Momoa. Need to say words.
Yeah.
He just got to sit there and drink his water and get splashed.
Just look pretty.
Shush, Jason. Just shush.
Just look pretty.
And then Ezra Miller as Flash.
Yeah.
Which
it's going to be a little weird. It's all.
I didn't like the costume.
Yeah. I like the TV the Flash. The perfectly good Flash.
I don't know.
Just borrowed.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why they had to
probably license
recat.
Maybe they're Earth 3. Yeah. I don't know.
Could be.
No.
Right.
No. That's because that's John Wesley's ship, so he has to be. He could be Earth 516.
Okay. So things that could be on Earth 516 would be the Pacific Rim sequel. Why?
Are they actually going through with it?
So can I just
they're
say?
Saying yes?
Mm-hmm.
Again, why?
Why? And the main character is not going
to
be back. Yeah.
Well, there's more monsters. That had
seriously, babies. Godzilla is unkillable.
Okay.
Like Frankenstein.
Yeah.
So, you had Mothra, then you had Baby Mothra, you had Godzilla, Baby Godzilla. They're just going to have all the babies fight now. The parents are going to sit around and put them into the little crib and watch them fight, which the crib was Tokyo.
So we're going to get like chibi monsters versus chibi.
Right, so we can maybe
robots?
Get like medium sized Rock'em Sock'em robots instead of giant sized Rock'em Sock'em robots.
Exactly.
With a couple of guys in them, which didn't matter if one of them died or not, despite the fact that they said it was going to. Okay, never mind.
I liked Pacific Rim, so there.
I have a serious problem with Pacific Rim.
Which is?
And I was fine all the way up through nearly the end. All the
stupid
dimension.
Spoiler alert!
The stupid dimension thing, the monsters, the giant robots that can't possibly work. It's the flying thing, the flying dragon thing. That thing can't fly.
That's where neither can bumblebees, but that's okay.
That thing completely lost me right there.
Yeah, the giant robot.
That got you.
Everything else but that is far-fetched.
That's
far.
Also too far. I'm sorry I broke your pen.
We've got plenty.
You brought beer.
You brought beer.
It's okay.
Break another pen.
No, we're not getting another pen.
It's one pen breakage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we gotta count the pens after. So, speaking of other Stranger Things, second season has been confirmed.
Yes, and I finished the first season.
Yes.
I actually really liked Stranger Things.
Good, that's next on
it
our
is
list.
A very, it's a throwback to the 80s. It is a love letter to the 80s, really.
It feels like Twin Peaks.
It does. The graphics and the music are all just...
Ladies. Did you catch up on Misfits at all?
I have not caught up on the Misfits.
We
that's
have
next on my list.
Started season 4, and we're about 3 episodes in, so we've got about 13 episodes left of this season.
Okay.
Of the two
yeah,
seasons.
I wanted to get through Stranger Things, which ended really well and did leave it open for a second season, which is good because they've confirmed a second season. So.
Yeah, speaking of other things with a second season, Outcast is a film that actually films here locally. In the Fort Mill area,
series.
And
what? It's a TV series.
What did I say?
You still said movie.
Damn it! It was a trailer. no, so it's a TV
sure.
series on Showtime, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it does film here locally, and several of our friends are part of the crew, and they are actually starting filming today or yesterday,
few.
2 days ago.
One of the few that are still filming in North Carolina.
Yes.
So, yes, and despite the fact that Fort Mill is in South Carolina.
But it's still here in the Carolinas,
in the Carolinas.
And we're happy about that.
It's
yeah.
in North Carolina.
It's not yeah. in Atlanta, is the point. So.
Yeah,
we're happy.
So we're happy about
speaking
that.
Speaking of Atlanta, another trailer that occurred at Comic-Con, it's not on the list, was Walking Dead Season 7. They were very, very careful not to show any of the people lined up before Negan. So we still don't know who he killed. Although the guy
that didn't tell us because I would jump across the table.
Yeah, yeah, they were very careful, but obviously they're introducing a couple new communities in the next season.
Mm. I hope it's that girl that dies.
That girl,
not Maggie, the one that
Rosita.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like.
It's
her.
Not going to be a girl. Negan doesn't kill
guy.
Women.
Okay, he can go too. Those mutton chops don't do it.
Says to Michael with the mutton chops.
Who has mutton chops? His mutton chops. Yours are majestic.
Wow. I tell you, I feel like we're in a swimming pool because the backstroke is amazing.
And for those of you who are not part of the visual podcast, Michael has beautiful mutton chops, which we will photograph and post on the website.
These aren't ginger, which is the offensive
that's
thing.
That's exactly
sure.
right.
Yeah, sure.
Well, let's face it, that actor's not ginger either. They dye his hair Ronald
McDonald. Exactly. It's like offensively red.
Okay. So did you put Suits on here?
Of course I did, because I'm the geekiest one here, and I watch Suits.
Tiffles, tell us about Suits.
So Suits is a show about lawyers, and I'm currently in season 2, and I believe it's season 6 is about to premiere next month. So I have a little ways to go, but I'm enjoying it thus far. But basically it's about like a super closer, and he sort of brings in a guy who has never gone to law school, but had passed the bar exam, and it's like sort of this scandal, and the relationship that develops between the two of them is mentor and mentee, and it's got good it's a good storyline.
Cool.
I also, which is not on the list, want to recommend the little known show Veep. I just watched the exactly I just watched the finale of the latest season, so we have a whole nother year to wait, but it's on its game still. It's great, so go check it out on HBO Go.
And I finished Jane the Virgin season 1. And it was just as telenovela all the way through to the end, which was awesome. About to start season 2.
When Jane's baby is stolen.
Yes, right at the end, Jane's baby was stolen. Thank you.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Well, no, it's season 2, it's out. So.
It's going into season 3, so. Yeah.
But, so Spider-Man's trailer, or Spider-Man something different?
Oh, what? Yeah, so I haven't actually seen this, but... I've seen the description, so it's that palpable. It's awesome. But apparently, you get some footage of Vulture at Comic-Con. I couldn't track it down before.
Who's playing Vulture?
The rumor is it's Keaton, Michael Keaton.
Ooh, so, Birdman.
So he's playing old Vulture.
Yeah.
So it depends on which version, edition of Vulture they're going with. Do we? There's no idea who's going to play young Vulture.
I don't know if they're going to do
it. Or if they don't go with that.
I don't know if they're going to do it.
You just hope Henry Cavill will star in everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had to suffer through that guy in the Prisoner movie, and I haven't forgiven him for that yet.
The Prisoner? Oh, series?
A&E? Yeah, whatever, that thing.
I didn't watch it, because, sorry, what was the point?
Yeah, it was beyond awful. Although Ian McKellen was pretty fabulous.
But things that look good.
It was without saying.
I thought I'd mention it.
I thought his picture was just showed up in the dictionary definition of fabulous.
Yeah. Yes. Speaking of things that do look good.
Let me interrupt you real quick.
No. That would be Dandy.
Dandy. So Justice League Dark, the animated, I just saw that trailer. And so it's Constantine, it's Zatanna.
It's all paranormal.
Yeah, it's all the magic realms. But it's animated, but this animation looks good. So it looks like they're redeeming themselves after the Flashpoint animation that they tried a couple years ago. That was a fucking shit show. But but it's good. So
That's okay. We're going to get all the Flashpoint we can handle.
Yes.
Yes.
Speaking of magic users, they did release a new Doctor Strange trailer.
Yes.
Which looked really good.
And I did talk to Allied today, and there's a good chance we will get passes for it here in Charlotte. So make sure, if you're not a friend of us on the Facebook group page, you become one soon.
Because
all y'all try to join up the day that I release a trailer, or passes to a movie. All of you guys who try to do that, you're just too late.
Yeah, stay away. More for us.
There are some passes up right now for Don't Breathe, which is coming out the end of August. And that's a horror movie based on somebody who decides that they're going to break into a wealthy blind man's house, not realizing he's former military. So
kick your ass.
Yeah. And they will actually have some free swag at a Charlotte Comic Con. There'll be somebody at our booth handing that out, so make sure you check that out. Also, if you come out to our game night this Friday night, which at this point would be tomorrow, we will have some Pete Dragon tickets along with some other cool stuff, so make sure you come to that.
I am looking forward to Pete's Dragon more than any other movie in the next 10 years.
We are very excited about that.
I'm worried about it, though. Seems like
nothing
changed.
Can go wrong. Nothing can go wrong.
I have worries. I love the first one so much from my childhood that it just
is Pete Puff's brother?
Dragon is not Pete's kid.
It's Pete's dragon.
Yeah,
it's not like some dragon
has a dragon. Yeah, you know, when that would be slavery. We dragon your dragon. So here, have some more dragon.
Tiffles, when you typed up this thing, the apostrophe S is possessive. Pete's dragon, not dragon O'Pete.
Well, I guess it's
just teasing.
My name is Kunta Kinte.
Free the dragons.
Oh, dragons.
Okay. Other cool things happening this weekend. You can go to Harry Potter release party. It's at 2nd and Charles.
Yeah.
They are doing
a strange place to have it.
Cool. Well, there's not a whole lot of first-run bookstores anymore.
Well, this is true.
Yeah, so 2nd and Charles. Barnes & Noble's having an event, too. Mm-hmm. But, we're going to talk about the one at 2nd and Charles because that's where we're going to be. So. Yeah. But check that out.
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. So make sure you check that out.
Harry Potter, the next
generation. Some other cool things that we can talk about a little bit is the Luke Cage trailer. Looks
that
very,
actually looked really good.
Very good. Coming out September 30th.
That's kind of a 90s vibe to it, I think. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So
I think
definitely
it's
not 70s with Shaft.
No.
She's about to shout. Is there a crossover between?
That would be awesome. Oh my gosh. Oh. That would be amazing. Samuel L. Jackson.
Can I just say, I never thought a sweatshirt full of bullet holes would look so hot. But it does. So. I kind of liked that a lot. So, speaking of clothing choices, Starbucks employee had a policy amendment released this week. They're now allowed to have colored hair, as long as it's permanent or semi-permanent. They what? So like they can have bright colors. They can have purple and blue and all that kind of stuff.
So they can't have it for one day. They gotta keep it. If
it has to be like, well, part of that is actually FDA regulations, because if it's like semi-permanent, it will fall in the food.
Yeah. But yeah. I have to say, I've been to Starbucks for, you know, 10 years, and I've seen people with strange hair.
Well, they can have strange hairstyles, but the colors were limited.
I always saw weird colors.
I saw that too.
But and I thought so too, but they also said, you know, usually the shirts have to be...
The Starbucks in Manhattan, and you... yeah.
Yeah. But they've also added shirt and color options, because before they either had to wear black or white. Now they can wear tan and brown. Huh. And
they're going away from the don't ask, don't tell hair colors.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, this is 2 years...
This makes sense.
I don't know what that means at all.
Don't ask, don't tell doesn't make sense either. But you don't ask if that's a different color.
It's still regulation.
Sorry. Permanent hair color is what you're saying. So it doesn't bleed into the coffee.
I did. No, but it also they... you know, this is 2 years after they started allowing tattoos to be visible. So, you know. Some of those people, I am not a Starbucks drinker. I don't go into Starbucks. But if you are, you may start seeing changes in the people that you've normally been dealing with.
Yeah,
so
your barista may look like a normal person.
maybe or maybe not. They may be wearing some of that Star Trek makeup by MAC that was revealed at the Charlotte Comic Con this week.
Okay.
I did try to contact the MAC Corporation online to see if I could get some donated for the Geek Gala.
Yep.
And I was told that they don't know when they're going to release it yet, which seems unfortunate seeing as the movie just came out this weekend.
Yeah, it's not actually being released until fall. And
right.
It may, great timing.
Yeah. Maybe released in Europe first.
What marketing genius did that? And,
well, I wonder if it has
what
some...
bridge can we find him under?
Well, maybe their concern was that Star Trek Beyond was not going to be as good, and they wanted to time it with the Star Trek
TV show.
That's probably my thought.
Maybe
for
October?
As long as it's by October 21st, I would love that. Because, you know, that's when the Geek Gala is. If you haven't bought any tickets yet, just get some donations.
Yeah.
You know, and I was thinking maybe the local Mac counter might be part of our gala quest, but we'll see.
Lovely.
Other things that came out in the news today, there is a 3D movie screen prototype out where you would not need glasses. It's supposed to cut down on some of the vertigo issues and stuff.
Oh,
but it would literally be like 3D projection, so you would feel like things were all around you.
So the prototype is like the size of a notepad.
It is.
Wow. That's bizarre.
So, I thought that was
getting very closer to hologram technology.
Exactly.
As long as you're very, very small.
Or you just want to play chess on a starship.
Right.
Or they could just pass out LSD right before you walk in the theater. All kind of adventures.
Perfectly ordinary water. Just with a small amount of LSD.
That's right.
You are thirsty.
You know, a much more thirsty nomad option would be this.
That would be
another
thing you could do this weekend, too.
Yes.
And what's your food truck for this weekend? Do you know?
Actually, I don't know. Dean's supposed to be on top of that.
Okay, so on Friday, we have friends if you need one.
Yes, we will take that.
Right? Yes, we will talk to you later. 4 p.m. on Friday.
Yes, it's 10.
And 2 on Saturday. And 2 to 8 or whenever the fuck they want to close on Sunday. Okay, so you read a book, Patient Zero?
I did not finish the book, Patient Zero.
Okay, good.
So we can just...
How was the dust jacket?
Well,
tell us about the dust jacket.
The dust jacket is pretty good.
Was the fake picture of the author nice?
Yeah, I was actually really actually. I have it on my Kindle, so I don't even.
Oh, technology!
I did start reading the Paul Dini autobiography.
Not about the picture.
And I should have known this, but it definitely is done in graphic novel style. And I've only gotten about halfway in, and I already was very moved. So, hopefully, have that finished next week. Cool. So, for those of you in our audio listeners who may be feeling a little bit psychic, unfortunately, a star was lost this week. Miss Cleo is no longer with us. She has gone to be with her heavenly stars. So call me now.
Call me now.
The fake Jamaican.
I did want to kind of know if she knew it was coming, but I don't want to really ask her that now.
The first rule of psychics is psychics can never see their own future.
Well, and we have friends who are mediums, and, you know, what they can see or what they feel that they can see is never you know, it's different for each person. So, but anyway, so, but I just, I did spend a little time on Utah Tube watching old Miss Cleo.
This
episode has been brought to you by Thirsty Nomad Brewery, from which I got drink off of two tastings of Femme Fatale.
He's on the drink, man.
Oh, where can we find you on the Facebooks and stuff?
Thirsty Nomad Brewing on Facebook, at Thirsty Nomad Co. on Twitter, and Thirsty Nomad Brewing on Instagram.
And that address one more time?
The address is 4402 Stuart Andrew Boulevard.
Sweet A!
In Charlotte.
Okay, so check them out. Check us out.
Lots of parking. We love it.
I feel like I need to check out, so hit the damn button.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to
try fourth time we asked you to do it. For those of you not on the audio visual, she's giving you the finger right now.
First try on the 95th episode? Yeah.
I'm learning.
Practice.
Who knows what the 100th will bring?
Who knows?
Who
knows?
We just talked right over that, doctor. We love you, Chris.
Yes.